Hello, friend. It's me. I've just been sitting here thinking about things, and I've realized, you know, nothing breeds success more than good old-fashioned consistency. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what it is. If you want results, you have to do the work to build it up. But sometimes I think consistency is actually the hardest thing to achieve. It doesn't matter what your goal is, there's always your monster in your way making you doubt what you want to believe. So while you might have good intentions to win, chances are it'll be a long and drawn-out process as you sidestep to beat your internal opposition. But sometimes I think we get stuck in the battles of our war of art simply because we get caught up in doing too much too soon. So you end up trying really hard to figure things out, researching as much as you can so you can find the upper hand, which then leads to a common condition called paralysis by analysis. So it's like too many tools in the toolbox can sometimes hinder progress. Sometimes too many tools keep you stuck because you're trying to decide what tool to use. So you might spend more time thinking than doing. Or you might spend too much time using the wrong tool or multiple tools at the same time, and that just causes a lot of zigzaggy lines. Not to mention, never mastering a tool always leaves you feeling insecure because you're not really confident in who you are if you don't know what your tools are.
But what I'm finding in my own journey to finding myself is that doing the work to achieve progress doesn't require as much effort as I thought. In fact, it's almost like it's the exact opposite. And I just think, whatever it is you want to achieve, the key to finding the path of ease is to pick your tools wisely. The way to do that is to take a step back. Instead of trying so hard to master your craft, spend more time practicing the art of allowing. So, you show up every day and begin with a daily meditation. That will help you get open to receive messages from your higher self, which means you'll be more likely to do work that works, which will lead you to the results you want before the monster wins another battle in your war of art.
Thank you for listening to Art Stories by artist Sarah Long. To buy artist Sarah Long's alcohol ink art paintings, go to artistsarahlongstore.com. And to get more of the art stories, go to artistsarahlong.com. Thank you for listening. I love you.